Welcome back to this week's edition of the PM Sports Page. Lone Tree Baseball went 4-0 last week, and a big part of that success came from the bat and the arm of Avery Knock. He is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week for baseball, and he joins me now. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So you're a junior this year, right?
Yep.
All right, so approximately how long would you say you've been playing baseball for?
Probably like 4. I've always had a bat in my hand, really. Always running around the house, swinging, throwing.
So all your life, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So do you play any other sports outside of baseball?
Yes, I run track, play football, and play basketball.
Oh, 4-sport athlete. That's awesome.
Yep.
So which one of those is your favorite?
Baseball, by far.
Why is that, do you think?
I love baseball. I love watching it. I love going to the field, go hit on my own. I mean, life really, like, evolves around it. I've played travel ball my whole life, and then now high school, it's just really taken off for me, big part of it.
Awesome. Do you have any favorite sports teams or anything?
Yeah, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Texas Longhorns.
Ooh, Cardinals fan. I'm a Cubs fan myself, so a little bit of disgust there for me, but not toward you, toward your team. Don't worry. Are you involved with any other activities at school at all?
Yes, I do. FFA, Spanish Club, and I'm a part of NHS.
Sweet. Very involved. So you are our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week this week for your performance. You hit .667 last week with 6 runs scored, 6 RBI, and 4 steals on the offensive end, and you got a win on the pitcher's mound. From your perspective, what clicked for you this week?
This week, I just felt a lot more comfortable, especially on the mound, in the field, and then at bats. I got back in the cage a little bit more, and I found my swing, and I just put the bat on the ball, got in good counts, and just had a hitter's approach.
Yeah, it seems to have worked out for you. You're hitting about .488 on the season now. I don't know if you keep track of stats or anything.
A little bit.
But yeah, that's a really good number. So this year has been a little different for you guys with a new head coach. What's it been like to play under him?
I like playing under Mike. He really cares about us as individuals. With like the limited practices that we have, he's really involved with us, always trying to make us better, and just helps us focus on the mental side of the game, which as a young team is something we really lack and something we really need to improve on throughout the rest of the season.
So how has that been different from past years then?
My freshman year, I think we had a lot different approaches, hitting-wise, fielding-wise, how we went through games. And going into last year, my sophomore year, it was a lot more of like a free show, I feel like. And we really did what we wanted as players. And this year, we're under a lot more control, which is good. And especially last week, I think it really showed how much we've been improving. And I think we're making some good steps.
That's awesome. What's been your overall favorite part of the baseball program over at Lone Tree so far?
I like that our coaches are, even though we only have one, I really like Mike as our coach because he's just really there for us. He's always at the field early if we want to be there and go get cuts. He's always there after practice, and he's just really easy to talk to. I text him like once a week or so, just getting a feel for what we're going to do through the next week or what we're going to do tomorrow, and just he's really involved with us as athletes.
That's awesome. It's great to hear. So I know you're only a junior, so you got a year left of high school, so this may seem a little far off, but it's closer than you think. Do you know what your plan's going to be after graduation?
Schooling-wise, no. Just depends on baseball. I'm going to go play somewhere. I have some looks. I just don't know where yet. And then I'm going to major in kinesiology, most likely.
That's awesome. So you do think you'll continue with baseball after high school. Are you going to do any of your other sports, do you think, or just mainly stick with baseball going forward?
Stick with baseball, mainly.
Okay. So it's kind of tough to play multiple sports in college, especially on like the D1 level. So, and especially if you don't know where you're going to go, it's probably not a bad idea. So Avery, our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping, operates their business with core values including honesty, integrity, dependability, respect. What are some of your core values?
I would say faith and reliability.
Sweet. How do those, I guess, incorporate into baseball for you?
Just like believing in myself and doing what I'm supposed to do. That's get the runner in on a sac fly or make the play to end the game. Just really whatever I got to do that.
So after this past week, you guys are sitting at 7-9 for a record. Plenty of chances to improve that yet this week with several conference games coming up. How far do you think that you guys can go this year?
With seeing the district and how like we've come along this year and how much we still have to improve, I think it wouldn't be like a shock if we could make it to the district final and just surprise some people. I mean, our record doesn't really reflect what we've done all year and how much we've improved. We've been in so many games which we should have won, but it just didn't go our way. And I think once we get the things rolling a little bit more, we could be a dangerous team.
Yeah, and it seems like especially around district time, the teams that are really clicking are the ones that are the most dangerous. And you guys won four straight. Do you think that's going to continue?
Yeah, we had a little rough game last night, but I think if we play tonight, we should definitely turn the corner again and just get back to what we were doing last week with all the success we had.
Sweet. Well, Avery, awesome chatting with you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yep, best of luck to you.
All right, bye.
That was an interview with our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. For baseball, Avery Nock will be back right after this on the PM Sports page on AM and FM KCII.